Hello, hello. This is Antoinette Sykes again with the Fit, Fab, and Fearless Telesummit. I'm so happy to come to you today again with another expert, Carmen Abercrombie. And, you know, before I even introduce Carmen, I must say the feedback that I've been receiving from the listeners, from the participants, even from the experts, and myself included, I include myself in that, has been phenomenal. You know, it's one thing for me to create a program or a product, and you see the intention of what you want it to be, and then, of course, when it manifests and takes on a life of its own, and that's exactly what the Fit, Fab, and Fearless Telesummit has done. So I hear your compliments, I hear your cheers, I hear your thank yous, I hear your feedback, and I just wanted to say keep listening and keep taking action and definitely keep making decisions to change your health for the next 6 months. So let's talk a little bit about who Carmen is. Carmen, also known as Coach Carmen, is the founder of Sharing the Bliss, a Christian holistic wellness and life transformation, and the creator of the Church Health Reform and Revival Mission. After 20 years in the wellness field, in 2007, she had what she calls her, quote, cocoon experience, where everything in her life began to fall apart, including her health. To save her life and to heal her body, her body drug-free, she closed her Bath and Body Shop and day spa. While homebound, she asked God to not only free her from the horrifying blood disease that was threatening her life, but to normalize her disfigured skin and to heal her mind, her emotions, her marriage, and her finances. Sharing the Bliss offers 7 life transformational group and private coaching programs, including the Kingdom Academy membership coaching program, a 28-day body and soul detox, Zoe Spirit Practices for the Supernatural Living, Biblical Laws of Attraction, which is a 90-day dream quest, Kingdom Cooking, Wellness Kitchen Lifestyle Intention, in 9 months, which is also her diamond program, and the Sharing the Bliss Coach Training and Certification. Her book, Kingdom Cooking, Miracle Meals That Heal, will be available on her website July 1st. That is right around the corner this year, July 1st, 2012. So you can keep an eye out for all that Carmen is doing on sharingthebliss.com, www.sharingthebliss.com. Welcome, Carmen Abercrombie. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Antoinette.
Oh,
how are
welcome.
You?
I am well. How are you, Coach Carmen? Shall I call you Carmen or shall I call you Coach Carmen?
Just call me Coach Carmen. That's fine. Actually, I'm used to Coach Carmen now, so I kind of like it.
Well, there you go. Coach Carmen, welcome to the Fit, Fab, and Fearless Telesummit. To others, I have read all about you. We've been connecting online through social media. And so it's only fair and befitting that I hear your wonderful voice again today. So I'm excited to have you and have you present your topic on how to heal your mind and emotions with a soul detox. And I'm going to be taking notes as well.
Oh, thank you so much, Antoinette. It is an honor and a privilege to be a part of your amazing telesummit. It's just been a blessing for me to be a part and to listen to all of the calls so far. I can't wait for the rest of them.
Yes, you know, I was saying that, you know, even as you and I were speaking, this month, June, I think it's critical. It's not only just a halfway point, and I know everyone is like, she says that every time, but it's something about the timing of it that I feel like a transition, a shift is in the air. And if you don't catch a hold of it, those things that continue to go on, that maybe challenged you in the first 6 months, that maybe you didn't tackle, that maybe you didn't accomplish all you wanted it to be, now is the time to shift that and turn it around. Now is the time.
Oh, my God.
So it's been very critical for me. And I say it on each and every expert call. I've been saying it, you know, since January 1 when I made a video for my business, which is a whole other story, but somehow or another, I feel like everyone gets it, but I feel like you really understand it. So I'm excited to have you and to talk to you about it, about all of it, the bliss, sharing the bliss, your Christian holistic wellness and life transformation, all of it. So tell us a little bit about your passions around health and even your 20-year experience in the wellness field and how, you know, that occurrence brought you to your knees to be where you are today.
All right. Well, you know, you're so right about being in the halfway mark of 2012, and this is a very important time that we really reflect and make some intentions that we stick with in terms of our health and wellness and our lives, because this is the time. We do have 6 months to pull it together, and I believe that the FitFab and Fearless Telesummit is going to be that bouncing off point for a lot of people. And to, you know, before I get started, I just wanted to say, Antoinette, that respectfully I would like to advise that I'm going to be speaking and teaching from a faith-based perspective. However, I have friends and I have clients who are not Christian, and the reason why is because the information that I share has within it the power to transform lives regardless of one's belief system. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so I wanted to put that out there and not scare anybody off, perhaps, because I am, you know, my niche is very specific. I am a Christian holistic wellness and life transformation coach, and what we do is we help people to renew their minds, heal their bodies, and manifest their missions. So it's holistic, full life transformation. And
well,
yes,
you get a big amen from me, and I welcome that perspective. In addition to also, of course, resonating with it as a fellow Christian, but also as a way to tap into your higher power, ultimately.
Yes.
Tap into your higher power. For us, that means God. For others, you know, that could mean something else. But ultimately, I believe that everyone does have the power to tap into that, that source that they rely on day in and day out for our health, for wellness, and total transformation. So,
absolutely.
That's the disclaimer. That's the truth.
That's the disclaimer, you know. And I'm open, you know, because I learned from other modalities and belief systems.
Yes.
I learned from them as well, you know. And
yes.
I just believe really quick, I didn't even plan on saying this, but I'm led to, you know, it's very important for me and for Sharing the Bliss to focus on the most important aspect of human relationships, and that is love. And I find that love not only covers a multitude of sins, but love also connects us and helps to bring in the light in this world, in this dark world that is so important today. And we have no time anymore to be focusing on, oh, you believe that and you believe that. If you have light and love in your heart, then I'm going to connect with you, and we need to make a difference in this dark world together.
Go forth in truth.
All right. So Antoinette, you had mentioned about my 20-year journey, and that's a good segue for me to just talk about what happened and how I ended up with this whole soul detox experience. So in 2007, the soul detox was birthed during my cocoon experience. And I asked God to not only heal my sick body drug-free, that's very important, but to heal my mind, my marriage, and my finances. You see, I didn't just want God to heal my body so that I can go back to the same old Carmen ways, you know, that same old Carmen that attracted the disease in the first place.
Yes.
I wanted to totally transform my life. And so I asked God to heal me, mind, body, and spirit, and to heal all of the areas of my life. And what threw me off, though, Antoinette, was that I was a Holy Ghost-filled, church-going, tongue-talking, tithing woman of God. Okay, I was like, how did this happen to me? I was really thrown off. But you see, as you know, as this is why I tell lots of people, and it's important that everyone understands this. No matter how spiritual you are, if your thoughts, words, feelings, and your emotions are not in vibrational alignment with God, then neither will they be in alignment with his blessings, his protection, and his favor. It's very important to understand that.
Okay, let me get it all out. all right, we're going there. Okay.
Yes, so, yes, yes. Come on now.
I'm with you. If we are not aligned exactly in our heart, in our minds, in our bodies with the vibration of that feeling, it manifests itself in our physical world.
That's right. That's right. I always tell my clients and everyone that I speak to that when you understand the vibrations that you're emitting, you'll understand why you're getting what you're getting.
Yeah.
You see, you can skate through life for years being out of alignment with God, but within time, there will be an accounting. And I had my accounting, you know. Mm-hmm. I was doing everything that I was supposed to do right. But there was stuff in my soul that needed to be cleansed. So God answered my prayer in a way that was really over and above what I could ever imagine. He showed me how all of the mess in my life, including my illness, I don't claim it as mine, so that's why I call it the cocoon experience, but that illness that was endeavoring to take my life was a buildup of years of accumulated mess in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm talking from losing my mother at 14 and even before then. Then he began downloading spiritual laws, principles, and strategic, holistic action steps for me to follow in order for me to heal my body and my soul. So I did everything he told me to do, Antoinette. I mean, everything from becoming a raw organic vegan, to speaking to my blood cells every day, taking the word of God like medicine, and even just letting go of all of the hurt, anger, and those low vibrational energies that was really, you know, that, I mean, I did not, at the time, I didn't know how devastating those emotions were to my life, you know. I mean, I got the little witness, oh, you shouldn't think that way, oh, you should forgive,
right.
You know, especially when it comes to like your husband,
yeah.
You know, your significant other, and, you know, the Holy Spirit will tell you, listen, you know, in the conversation before it gets bad, no, you have to say that last word, and, you know, and next thing you know, you have a powder keg of drama, and,
yeah.
You know, and of course, it's never your fault. And, like, there's a lot of things that we, regardless to what our beliefs are, but specifically as believers, we tend to get very, allow ourselves to get very fleshy or very, other people call it, ego-minded, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
And when we do that, we step away from what, you know, what our part is and what we may have, you know, done to cause the situation. And that's why we end up with all this buildup of negative stuff in our subconscious mind. So I firmly believe that when you're willing to do the ridiculous, God will do the miraculous. It's one of my Sharing the Bliss quotes.
Say that again.
When you're willing to do the ridiculous, God will do the miraculous. So, yes, amen. So those spiritual laws and the principles and the practices that God had downloaded into my spirit ultimately healed my entire life. And it also unleashed the super being that lay dormant within me. And that super being lays dormant in most of us. We all have that super being spirit in us. So unfortunately, it's like weighed down with a lot of mental mayhem. And once we release that, we are free. And I think that's very important. So from my mess came my calling, Sharing the Bliss. And again, with Sharing the Bliss, we teach people how to renew their minds, heal their body, and manifest their missions. So the soul detox was part of a number of different systems that God had given me during this time. And the soul detox allowed me to uproot years of junk and gunk that had been keeping me in a cycle of self-sabotaging and mind-limiting, I'm not worthy, subconsciously, you know. And it's the same icky stuff that dams up the flow of God's blessings in our lives, and it's just so not cool. So I want to ask you and your audience, are you ready for some emotional healing?
We are ready for some emotional healing. And I was going to add, when you said all of that emotional ickiness, gunk stuff,
yes,
you know, not only does it clog the blessings, it clogs the communication so you can't even hear. That's what it clogs. It clogs the communication so you can't hear, and it doesn't flow.
My God, it's so true. It's so true. Yeah. Yes, that's why it's time for a detox. It's time for a soul detox.
It's
soul
detox is June. It is here.
It is time.
It really is time. And to piggyback on that, to use your words, when you say, taking the blame, self-sabotage, not really taking full responsibility. That's exactly what it is when we stop to realize that everything that we have going on right now are because of some choices that we have made, good, bad, or indifferent. That's just, and it's not to blame anyone else, but to just start to take responsibility for where you are, forgive yourself for any decisions that you didn't know how to make better choices around, and take responsibility to make better choices from this day forward.
That's right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because the soul detox is, it's about cleaning out the mess in our minds so that we can heal our lives. And I use scripture, Corinthians 10:4-6, as a foundational scripture for the soul detox. And it says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God for the pulling down of strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing."
Mm-hmm.
That's right. "That exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into the captivity," every thought, "to the captivity of the obedience of Christ." You know, so that's the foundation. And after my experience, I understood why so many people were having such a hard time getting and keeping the weight off, how, you know, difficult it was for them to break bad habits and wrong associations and old negative patterns of thought. You know, it was because it's near impossible to up-level your life when your soul, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions are weighed down with past hurts, sexual and physical abuse, mental abuse, unforgiveness, sorrow, fear, pride, and failure, and injustices, all those things, all that stuff. You know, they're actually emotional soul ties. And until we cut those ties, we can't really truly up-level our lives. Now, many people are able to have great success with all of that junk and gunk happening in their subconscious mind. But even though they may have the outward success, they
there you
have
go.
A lot.
That's what I was
you know
about
what I'm
to
saying?
Say. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. You see, I mean, why do we have so many divorces? Why do we have so much mess and mayhem going on in the world? You know, a lot of really good people that just can't get it together or keep it together. They keep making the wrong decisions over and over again. And, you can go into the church and find people who love God and people who are even ministers who are
That's right.
But I gotta just, I'll just take a like a let's take 30 seconds. 30 seconds. Just to say that we all need the soul detox.
Yes, we all need the soul detox.
That's right, because how can you heal when you haven't been healed? And that's the vicious cycle. you know, and it's time for us to all up level. So if you went no further, Antoinette, than the soul detox, you would have accomplished more in the way of emotional healing and spiritual growth than the average person would in their lifetime. And the reason why this program is so near and dear to my heart, seriously, is because I know it will transform lives and restore relationships, break patterns of negative and self-sabotaging behavior, and most important for me, it will help to keep thousands of people off of life-threatening antidepressants and anti-and anxiety medications.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my mission. And you know that's near and dear to my heart.
Yes, it is. And along with those medications, as you said, with the rate of childhood obesity, these things not only happen, depression, anxiety, and only happen in adults, and not only happen to those that are believers, they happen to our children as well.
Absolutely, you know, and it's usually because the parents had issues and passed those issues on to their children by saying abusive things to them or feeding them what they're eating, and, you know, the cycle continues, you know, thus the bloodline, quote-unquote, curses. But the soul detox process renews the mind by transforming your thinking on the conscious and subconscious levels. It combines biblical-based exercises, which I call spiritual treatments, along with physiological readjustments and reconditioning, as well as brain science like neurological reprogramming, and what I've coined the biblical laws of attraction, which are universal laws, or God's universal laws. So this combination is what reconfigures your brain to create cellular level change. So we're not just talking about throwing mud up against the wall. I mean, these are scientific proven steps that we're taking to cause total change. I mean, where the brain cells will reconfigure, and the neurons that were the brain cells that were connecting in one way, like you keep connecting, that your brain cells keep connecting with that abuse that happened in your life, and it keeps connecting there, going back there, regardless of what you do, what type of success you're moving towards, it keeps going back there. And until you reconfigure those neurons so that they disconnect, and then they connect in a different way, you're never going to have cellular level change. You're never going to have true change in your life.
It's telling a different story. It's telling the truth and telling a different story.
Yep. Exactly. So let's see. I'm going to jump into the fact that the reason why most people fail in their attempts to change their attitude is that they don't consider the spirit, soul, and body connection. And as a holistic teacher and practitioner, and as a holistic Christian, what I try to do is to teach people that you can't have your spirit and your soul working and without, or, you know, giving you the success you need in life and you desire without your body being a part of it. And you can't have your body and your spirit together and working in your favor without your soul, because your soul, being your mind, will, and emotions, will always determine the end result. I mean, it's just the way it is. The soul detox will affect every area of your life, including your mental, spiritual, physical, family, social, your career, your calling, your finances, everything. So what I want to just say, though, that the good news is that no matter what you're dealing with, regardless to what circumstances you are dealing with today, with loving support and an anointed system, you can be set free from all matter of hurt and sickness and discord. And with this program, it can happen in a matter of weeks. Can you imagine that? A matter of weeks.
A matter of weeks. So let me ask you, for those that are on the call who may have said weight loss goals at the beginning of the year, have not attained them yet, you know, maybe it's kind of fallen off the bandwagon per se, and they're like, mm-hmm. Carmen, Antoinette, with this FitFab and Fearless Telesummit, I wholeheartedly am, A, committing, because they've shown up, which is step number one. Love that.
Yes.
They're committing to take responsibility for where they are and make better decisions moving forward. So if they're going to connect with you and the Soul Detox, what would be the first three things or three recommendations along your biblical path, your universal laws, your biblical laws of attraction with this Soul Detox that would benefit them right away, you think?
Yeah, well, I'm so excited that I am offering an amazing gift, which is actually the five. It's a five-part audio set that includes all of the sessions of the Soul Detox. So, and each one is an hour long, and it is phenomenal because each session has a title and then it has an exercise. So for me, again, if you are endeavoring to lose weight or you have a goal that you have set for yourself and you haven't quite reached that goal yet, it usually is some type of subconscious stronghold that's holding you back, because that's what, you know, that's just the way it is. If it were not, then we would have success all the time. So usually we are our worst, you know, enemy, unfortunately, when it comes to achieving our goals. We may blame the circumstances. We may blame outside circumstances and our environment and the children is keeping me from this. I don't have the time to do this. My husband is sabotaging my efforts by bringing in this pizza every other day and, you know, so on and so forth. But the reality is we attract everything in our lives by our, you know, the energy that we put forth, and that energy is coming from the thoughts in our minds. So we really do. I would suggest that person would, first of all, I would have to say, sign up for the free gift so that they can be on this program. It is it's free program on what I'm offering, and they will. And I would say start with session number one, and then session number two, and session number three. The first session is to choose life. It's choose life, and in that session, we set our intention. You know, an unwavering intention. And it goes into a lot of details. But and then there's an exercise, because every session has an exercise. And that exercise is the man in the mirror. And that's an exercise where you look in the mirror and you read this affirmation, where really you're talking to yourself. And you tell yourself how much you love yourself. And you're looking at yourself naked in the mirror, so you have to do this very privately. Don't do this when you have, you know, after an event and you have some people over and you decided, no, you want to do this privately.
Okay? Because it's an inside job.
Yes, it's an inside job, and you're going to get naked, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to become naked with yourself. You know, it's sort of a metaphor, but you really do need to get naked and love yourself as you are, first of all. All the fat, all of the imperfections, the wrinkles that may have formed the past 2 years and everything else, you want to tell you that you love you. And it's a whole process where you go through, you know, from the top to bottom, and you do this man in the mirror, and you want to do it daily for a certain amount of time. But the first, you know, you know, a certain amount of days. But what happens is you get a breakthrough in the spirit realm, and you will start to become very emotional. It usually happens the first time. And you really start to feel kind of sad for yourself, and you start to really love yourself. So that's really important. It really starts with choosing, making a deliberate, you know, intention that is unwavering. I like to say NMW, no matter what decision that you're going to do this. And, you know, and you do that man in the mirror exercise. And then the other thing is to start the reprogramming process, and that is session number two, the reprogram. And that includes reprogramming and uprooting. Now we're going to start uprooting. And that information is phenomenal. You're going to love that session. And that exercise is called the mental feedback loop. So I'll go into the third thing because you asked me three, and then I want to know if I could explain the mental feedback loop and do a little exercise with that.
Yes, absolutely. I think that will be
okay.
Great.
All right. So session, the third suggestion is session number three, and that is sow it as a seed. And that's exercise number three, let go and sow. And, you know, you just want to – this one is very – oh, so deep. It's so exciting. I mean, this one saved my marriage. Sow it as a seed. I get chills when I think of it. Because, you know, I had to let go of everything that was not serving me, and including, you know, the hurt that I had endured, right? I had to let go and sow it unto God as a seed and ask him to turn it into a blessing in my life. Oh, my gosh. And let me tell you, he did everything I sowed as a seed came back so miraculously, Antoinette. I mean, the blessings just overtook me. I mean, and I talk about how I, you know, I may have mentioned how I had to close down my store, but I didn't say I was losing, we were losing our apartment at the same time. My marriage was going through a heck. It was like everything. It was a Twilight Zone experience at the same time. I mean, and it was a mess, finances. And from doing what I'm offering to you in doing this soul detox and following the programs, what happened to me was I ended up being given a home and debt free, and I mean debt cancellation, like over $10,000 worth of debt cancellation. My landlord from my store actually cancels my debt, and just all types of amazing, miraculous happenings as a result. So that's why I know that this works. And I just saw things so differently. You know, things that bothered me, used to bother me a lot, just didn't bother me anymore. You know,
yes.
I had more patience, and I was able to truly walk that love walk, which is so important. You know, so that was it. So, yeah, so I wanted to know if I could do that mental feedback loop with you.
Yes, you can do the mental feedback loop. I want to make sure that I'll give the three talking points again, and you can jump in if I skip it or mispronounce it, or the three steps for someone. The three steps for someone. So they'll know exactly what they're getting with this soul detox, and they'll understand from this call what it may take for them to change their mindset around how they view health and fitness and their weight loss. And so we don't want to repeat the same things that did not work, as you said, that did not serve us. We want to let those things go and start fresh today. And so with that, moving forward, as Carmen said, we want to, one, set the intention. When you get the Soul Detox, you're going to get 5 CDs, MP3 files, 1-hour audio set that she's generously given, that I'm sure comes with a price tag if you sign up outside of this Fit, Fab, and Fearless event, if you sign up with her directly. So we want to make sure we honor her and appreciate what she's offering as a blessing to us. So number one, we want to make sure that we set the intention of what it is that you really want to achieve with your weight loss and your why. Let's set the intention from the onset. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then number two would be reprogramming and uprooting any of those negative feelings or emotions or actions that may have happened in the past.
Yes.
Okay. And then number three is sow it as a seed. This is when it started to get juicy.
Yeah.
Sow it as a seed. And what that means is really just letting go, as we said, letting go of those things that do not serve you, that is not for your highest good, that is not helping you achieve the goal in which you have set out to accomplish. Correct?
Yes. And then, so you sow it, you release it, and when if it has something to do with, you know, something that was hurtful or you feeling bad about yourself because of not, you know, being able to have the success or whatever it is, or even if it's, you know, family issues that's holding you back, if you think they're holding you back, just sow all the negative gunk and junk, sow it as a seed and ask God to turn it into a blessing. And, you know, that's the other part of the sowing of the seed. You want to ask God to turn it into a blessing, which means once you sow it, when you put something in the ground, you can't dig that up. You know, a farmer knows when he puts seed in the ground, he sets it and forgets it. He cannot dig it up again. So you can't keep going back, vacillating back and forth. Once you set that intention that you're sowing that as a seed, those negative thoughts and situations, your focus is, you know, God is going to turn it around for you, and you're looking forward to the blessing that's going to come.
Looking forward to harvest time.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I like that.
So, now if
All right.
you have a pen and awesome, if you have a pen and a paper, this will be great.
Yes,
we're going to talk
I
about
do.
The
I've
mental.
I've been taking notes.
Oh, you are taking some awesome notes.
I'm taking notes. I like to tell people I'm sitting in as host. I'm serving two roles, three probably.
Yes.
Creator, host, and student. There you go.
Amen. And you're doing so well in all three.
Thank you. So, yes, I'm ready to have pen and paper.
Okay. So this is session two, session two's exercise, which is the mental feedback loop. And
Okay. Basically,
it's all about when you keep thinking what you're thinking, you're going to keep getting what you're getting, right? So what we have to do is we have to change that loop, because we keep looping our thoughts loop, and our thoughts, as they say, thoughts become things. This is how. So, you know, your conscious mind accepts subconscious ideas as the truth. And your subconscious mind accepts all images as real, whether they are or not, or whether they're good or bad. It will accept it as real, right? So our will is that in-between power that we have. It's our chooser. We can choose. Thank God we can choose. So we are not, you know, slaves to our thinking. We can choose to change, flip it, like you said earlier, you know, change the story, right? So the mental feedback loop goes like this. Thoughts become feelings. What you think will become your feelings, right? So from thoughts come feelings. From feelings come action. Once you start feeling enough, you're going to start taking action. From action comes the results. Right? So we have several exercises, several mental feedback loops, suggestions for you to try. And I'll just do two. And the one example is loving thoughts bring on loving feelings, right? Which inspire loving actions, which manifest loving results. Then on the flip side, on the negative, fearful thoughts bring on fearful feelings, which inspire fearful actions, which manifest fearful results.
Yeah.
Right? So what you want to do is you want to write that on a an index card, mental feedback loop. And, you know, in the book, I actually have a a book called The 28-Day Body and Soul Detox and 90-Day Dream Quest book, and those have the Soul Detox. They both have the Soul Detox program in the books because that's how important to me the Soul Detox is. In anything that you do, you have to get the soul straight, right? So I would say take that card, make a little, you know, a little postcard or index card and write that down.
Mm-hmm.
I have a stick figure actually in the book. That's what I was going to say, with a big old head and a little body and a little stick on
yes.
right, and legs. Right. So, and then I have that information going around the big head. Just as a reminder, you know, no matter how big your head is, you have to remember, or how small it is, that your thoughts, feelings, actions, and results are happening all the time, constantly. So once
oh, yeah.
you're aware
it
of that,
turn
you
off.
Have that. Never turns off. Never turns off.
Yeah.
And guess
never
what? The results are the manifestation of our lives, right? So
yes.
that's why it's important to take that card and look at it whenever you need to. Just look at it regularly and just, you know, say that thoughts, feelings, actions, and results. And then when you feel yourself leaning more towards a lower level of thoughts, just flip it. You just flip it. Oh, no, that thought I'm not receiving.
Yeah, and you want to raise the vibration. You want to raise that vibration. And what we mean by that is, as you said, as you just used two simple words on the total opposite end of the spectrum, you know, loving thoughts become loving feelings. You take loving actions, and you get loving results. That feels light. It feels good. It makes your whole soul smile. When you were even saying fearful thoughts, fearful feelings, fearful actions manifest, fearful, that just felt very heavy. And so I even heard myself say, yes. You know, so when we mention vibration, it literally is that gut feeling. When you put your hand, like, on your belly, like, that's a gut check with somebody. And we know what fear feels like. We know what love, joy, peace, hum, we know what all of that feels like. And any of those feelings, actions, thoughts, or decisions that are floating around in that area, that's where we want to be.
Absolutely.
That's where we want to be.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yay. So
yeah.
when you get the gift, you'll see session 4 and session 5. I won't tell you what that is. You'll get and you'll get to listen, and I know you're truly going to be blessed. And I have 3 bonuses too. So you get the 5 calls and
mm-hmm.
I mean the 5 audios, right? And you also will receive 3 extra bonuses, and you'll see when you sign up.
Well, I love it. I do. This has been definitely eye-opening. It's been confirmation around this entire series, just around. I wanted it to be a holistic approach. I mean, it's called Fit, Fab, and Fearless because, obviously, the fitness aspect of it. Fabulous is all about being beautiful and changing your mindset all around that. And being fearless with your decision to take a stand for being fit, fab, and fearless, for changing your mindset, for making a decision to go work out, for making a decision not to eat the pizza that he lovingly bought you tonight, you know, or eating one slice and maybe having a salad, but making those better decisions, because we all have compromises in our lives that we have to make and balances that we have to strike. And there is still a way to achieve your level of health for where you are right now to even get you to the next level. So I thank you for the mindset piece around the soul detox. I truly do.
You're so welcome. So
wonderful.
Welcome.
Well, Carmen, as I have been asking all of the other experts, I will be remiss if I did not ask you, what does it mean to you as an expert, as a health leader in the wellness field, to be fit, fab, and fearless?
Wow. To be fit, fab, and fearless to me is a holistic approach, as you just said. It really is. To be fit, fab, and fearless is to have spirit, soul, and body in alignment, you know, because you can be fit, but you're not going to be fabulous if you don't have your mind fit along with your body being fit and being fearless. Sticking with that intention of staying whole, spirit, soul, and body. So to me, that's what the whole concept of fit, fab, and fearless means.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Carmen. You have been an excellent expert. I love the wealth of information that you shared. I'm excited for our listeners to download your 5-part audio set for the Soul Detox. I know that they will be able to walk away today and implement some of those actions even before they get to your Soul Detox, but to really start to take a stock and account of where they are right now. So I want to thank you once again. This has been Antoinette Sykes with the Fit Fab and Fearless Telesummit. We will be coming back to you again with other experts as we round out our series to help you make a different decision for the next 6 months. This has been Antoinette Sykes with Carmen Abercrombie, and we sign off right now. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much. Bye-bye now.